Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Holy Angels Prayer Place, our cyber chapel that's open 24/7 all year round. Join us for a time of prayer, reflection, and connection with our loving Creator. Take 10 minutes now to be renewed by the grace of God. Here's Bishop Deb with today's message and prayer. Well, hello and welcome to this time of prayer. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. May you be richly blessed by this time together. Let us pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. O God, who is greater than the most powerful forces in this world, enable us to be still and know that you are God. O Lord, who answers out of the whirlwind of everyday life, breathe in us your Holy Spirit to strengthen, comfort, and guide us as we journey through both storms and sunny days. O divine love, who calls us through the song of the bird, the laughter of a child, the touch of a loving hand, the words of Christ, remind us that you are surrounding us with blessing and joy this day and always. I'd like to share with you today the reading appointed for today. It's from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9, beginning at the first verse. After getting into a boat, Jesus crossed the water and he came to his own town. Just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And the man stood up and went to his home. When the crowd saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to human beings. This is the word of the Lord. Just a little reflection on the reading that we've heard. I love the stories of Jesus in the Bible. I love especially the healing stories. They're just like a paragraph long, a few sentences really, and yet they are jammed with meaning. Today we hear the story of a paralyzed man who was taken to Jesus by a group of friends. They know Jesus by his reputation as a healer. Perhaps they've seen him doing healing ministry elsewhere. But as he comes ashore and they're carrying their friend, they know that he can do something for him. And Jesus is touched by their faith and also their love for their friend. Now, we may expect Jesus to touch him or to lay hands or to say a prayer of healing. Instead, he looks at the fellow and he says, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven." Now, here is someone with no power in his legs, and Jesus is talking about sin. How can the two be linked? Actually, the religious folks in the crowd get a little upset at this too. The scribes believe that only God can heal. And here is someone assuming the authority for forgiving sins. Totally not done. They charge Jesus with blasphemy, and that's totally understandable. But Jesus isn't acting under the old laws or the old ways. He has come with a new authority. He's looking at that person on that pallet with the eyes of compassion. He knows how hard it is for that man to be dependent on other people for everything. How helpless he must feel. And so Jesus is moved to heal him. But what has sin got to do with it? And here I think we look to the metaphoric meaning. When we do something wrong, when we make a mistake, when we do something that hurts another or causes pain, it actually affects us deeply on many levels. And it can hold us back from fully living. And it can block us and stop us from moving forward. When we work at making amends and saying we're sorry, then we are freed to get on with life once more. But more than this, I think that sin is anything we do that separates us from the love of God. God is always there. God is always abiding. God is always ready to receive and embrace us. God is unyielding in love. It's the human in us. It's we are the ones that do things or say things or behave a certain way that pulls us away from that understanding of God's love, isn't it? So Jesus says to the man, take heart. He perceived in him something perhaps that was sad, something that had separated him from God, and he wanted to restore that relationship. So he reaches out as the Son of Man, letting God work through him, and he says to the paralytic, take your bed and go home. And the man stands up, fully able to walk once more. I wonder, as you consider this, as you think on this story, if you've ever thought of ways that you've been separated from God's love. Do you believe that you're loved by God? Are there regrets popping into your head as you hear this story? Are you thinking of times when you've perhaps hurt another person's feelings or acted in a way that wasn't loving? Maybe things that have been done to you. Are you wishing that you could have a clean slate and put all those hard thoughts behind you? You know, many of us are paralyzed, restrained from embracing life in its fullness. It's like we are tied down, our arms are tied at our sides. We have no power. Jesus is talking to us today too, saying, take heart. For your sins are forgiven. This is an invitation to release all those hard feelings that we harbor, to let go of all those resentments, the angers, the things said and done to us and by us. If we can shake it all off, if we can get past those feelings, release them, we loose the bonds they've become. And as we say we're sorry, as we are reminded of the things and we feel in our heart regret or sadness or embarrassment or shame, all those things that come up, we feel badly about what we've done, then we call that a contrite heart. And we will be embraced by God, by divine love, before we can even finish our sentence, before we can even say, I'm sorry, God embraces us, and we are fully reconciled and fully complete in that relationship once more. Now, this is a profound point of healing. You need not carry those burdens any longer. In the quiet of your heart, you can tell Jesus those things that have held you back, the things that have hurt you. Ask forgiveness for the things that you've done, and let God handle the rest. Amen. Let us offer prayers this day to our God of love and forgiveness, who does heal us and who does love us completely. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, for the well-being of all people, remembering especially all the troubled places on this planet, those who are in authority, who abuse their power, who hurt people by their actions. We pray for all those who are experiencing the terrors of war, violence, oppression of any kind. We remember those who have been forced to flee their homes, especially in Syria. For those who are hungry, for those who are grieving, for those whose lives are filled with fear. Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace. Guide with your wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that justice and peace may increase, until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I ask your prayers for the poor, for the sick, for the hungry, for the oppressed, for those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. And in our prayers today, we remember all who are ill, people in hospital, people who are experiencing any kind of condition in body, mind, and spirit, those who are facing challenging circumstances. And especially we remember Tricia, Jean, Phyllis, and Patrick, Isabel, Caroline, Dawn, and any others known unto us. Just say the name in the quiet of your heart. Remember them all before the healing grace of God. And we pray that the healing power of God would touch them now and restore them and bring them to a place of deep comfort and peace. We give thanks for miracles, and there are miracles out there, my friends, and the unlimited power of God to work for good in people's lives. And now let us remember before God our own needs and concerns, giving thanks that answers are coming and blessings are at hand. We take a moment in the quiet of our heart to talk to God. We thank you, loving Creator, that in your time everything works for good in our life. We might not see a way, but you will make a way. And we claim this in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your love for humankind, present in the beginning of all things, extends throughout history and touches even my life. Your love sees failings and forgives. Your love feels pain and wipes away our tears. Your love knows grief and comforts the sorrowful. Your love sees sin and still loves the sinner. Forgive us when we fail to live lives that reflect your love. Forgive us the many times when we take for granted all that you have done for us. Transform us today, right now, through your Holy Spirit, and empower us to serve you this day and all days. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and until next time, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord look upon us with favor and grant us peace. Blessings in your day, everyone. Thanks for joining us at the Prayer Place. We hope that you were supported by your time with us. We know that the power of prayer will continue to bless and surround you. If you have a special prayer request for yourself or for a loved one, you can send them along to bishopdeb@holyangelscommunity.com. If you'd like to send along a donation to support us in this prayer ministry, please visit www.holyangelscommunity.com. There, you'll find more information about us, along with links to uplifting prayers and videos. Until next time, may God's peace and love fill your life.